Okay. And Belfast is in
Ireland.
And Paris is
France.
And Moscow.
Russia.
Okay. And if someone asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you might say, "Well, I don't know."
I don't know whether I should or not.
Okay. And if you want someone to go with you, you might say, "Well, I won't go." What?
Unless you go.
Okay. And I had a choice of two things, and I was going to do this, but I decided I'd do that
instead.
Okay. And if a man is funny and you like him for that reason, you'd say, "I like him."
I like him because he's funny.
Okay. And the name of a large Protestant church?
Methodist.
Okay. What are some others?
Baptist church, Presbyterian churches.
Okay. And if two people become members, you say they?
Join the church.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to?
God.
Okay. And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. And the choir and the organ provide the
music.
Okay. If you really like the music, you might say the music was just
fine.
Or just
beautiful.
Okay. And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one morning, you might say, "Well, church is going to be over
before I get through."
Okay. And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Okay. Any other names for him?
Satan.
Okay. What did you tell children was going to come get him?
Booger man.
Okay. And sometimes there'd be maybe one house in the neighborhood that people would be scared to go in.
Oh, it was a haunted house.
Okay.
Right.
Do you remember any stories
about it? Oh, yes. I've heard of stories being sounds and cries and women screaming and somebody would walk across the floor and doors would slam and things like this.
Was there a house like that around?
Not real close where I've lived. I've just heard of stories being told of houses by people that I knew.
What would people be afraid was in these houses?
Spirits from dead people who had passed on before. They had returned to scare or bother somebody.
Yeah. Any other names for those spirits?
Haints.
Okay. You ever say the house is tainted?
Yes.
And say someone, you might say, "You better put a sweater on, it's getting
chilly."
Okay. And you say, "Well, if you have a choice," you might say, "Do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that."
Okay. And what would you say to a friend of yours, a good friend that you haven't seen in a long time? How might you express your feelings about seeing them?
"Well, it's so nice to see you."
Okay. And say someone owns 500 acres. How much land would you say that would be?
He owns a lot of land.
Okay. Do you ever say right smart?
Oh, yes. He owns right smart. Yes.
How do you use that word, right smart?
It's something that's more than a little bit.
How else do you use it?
We think of land we think of it in terms of quantity. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it be land or whether it be material things itself, says he's got a right smart.
Mm-hmm. We talk about a right smart children?
Just think of owning, for example, if he owns a house and he owns his car and he's got a tractor and he's got trailers and he's got his wagon and he's got land, they say, "Does he own much?"